The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now. On 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle Live in Coronaville. I mean, you know, the Corona time. Anyway, we're here bringing you the most intimate and informative information so you can lead your lives accordingly and give you the things that you need to have to make a difference for your family and for yourselves moving forward. You know, it's been a really rough spring, if you will, starting about the first of the year and moving towards the now, and all of a sudden things are starting to open up. And I want to give you some guidelines. I want to help you a little bit and kind of draw your attention to some things that you really didn't need to know about. I've had the opportunity of participating in several podcasts over the last few weeks and have really been impressed with some of the doctors who've contributed really from all over the world. It's been important to understand the incoming information accurately, because so many of you are aware, all of you should be aware, that listening to the talking heads, regardless of which side of the political spectrum you're on, really doesn't make a lot of sense. And as I've said, and as I teach, when anything is out there in publication, whether somebody's talking about it, including the things I tell you, you need to ask the question, you know, where did I get the data? Or who got the data? What do they have to gain from publishing or saying what it is that they're saying or publishing? And then at the end of the point is follow the money. Follow where the, you know, ka-ching is going. And by the time you get to that place, you begin to unravel a whole different type of scenario, situation. This COVID-19, this crazy coronavirus, this novel coronavirus is no different. So, you know, as we go through the program today, we're going to talk about a lot of different things, but I want you to really get an understanding, because so many of us are running in fear. You know, we said, oh my God, you know, I can't go out. And, you know, the crazy thing, I watch so many people out there, they're in their cars, right? The windows are up and they have gloves on and they have a mask on, and it's like they're petrified to open up anything. This thing is not going to bite you that way. And we need to understand really much more about it. And I've had, you know, the opportunity over the last multiple weeks to really get in deeply with this. I've published a lot of things on my Facebook page and social media sites. And by the way, you can join me anytime that you want to on those sites. I'm always putting things up several times a week. Just go to, you know, look for me. Go to Tom Rozelle, you know, or R. Thomas Rozelle. I'm not sure what it is. And you can friend me, or you can just pop in. You don't have to friend me. Just take a look around. It's open to you, and I publish as much as I possibly can. Things from PubMed and New England Journal of Medicine and British Medical Journal, and it's from the CDC. And I put my own commentaries in there as well. So I think you're going to enjoy that. But let's talk about what's really going on, and then I want to talk about anything that's happening with you. And how you do that is you just give me a call right now at 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. I'd love to talk about anything that's on your mind and to help you through and ask questions. And, you know, as always, if I know the answer, I'm going to tell you this is factual. If I don't know the answer, I'm going to tell you, you know, you need to look it up. You need to do a little homework. But nevertheless, let's kind of get into the meat of this thing. One of the things that you really have to understand is that this coronavirus, as I've said in many programs before, is the same viral pattern as a flu or the common cold. The difference is that it's been manipulated to act differently within the system. So now the conversation becomes, why was it done that way, and who has what to gain because of that? We're going to set that aside for a while, but I want you to think about the end piece, the consequences that could come up as a result of impacting public health in a very negative way. I had the opportunity to listen to several lectures recently by a doctor by the name of Meryl Nass, N-A-S-S, and she's a physician in Ellsworth, Maine. And, you know, she was talking about the consequences of this craziness that's going on. And she just discusses, you know, what she's been working on for actually quite a long time, decades, and she's a very outspoken supporter of your choice to determine your health, or health freedom, if you will. Dr. Nass, has provided a tremendous amount of scientifically referenced testimony to the Massachusetts legislature and so forth, going back to December of this last year, 2019, when Massachusetts was considering to legislation to eliminate religious vaccine exemptions. And many of you are saying, I don't want a vaccine. What are my what are my options? What can I do? And this is more relevant today than ever before, because considering that they want to inoculate all of us, every one of us across the board, they're talking, there's all kinds of information out there and, scary stuff that if you don't have a vaccine, if you don't have inoculation, you can't fly, you can't, even healthcare professionals like us, we're not going to be able to renew our licenses unless we have all of our vaccines. Well, I'm one of these guys, and I'm here to tell you right now that if they mandate that I have to be vaccinated, I'll meet you all in the mountaintop someplace, and we'll have our own little special clinic that will take care of whoever needs to be taken care of, because this boy is not going to have a coronavirus vaccine, with a possible something else being put into it so it can happen. Anyway, let's put that aside. That's Tom Rozelle telling you his own personal opinion at this point, and I guess, I'm not supposed to do that. But nevertheless, Dr. Nass was very straightforward in some of the things that she was talking about, and her narrative was one that really she's very outspoken. And she said, she said there is no crisis, no epidemic of deaths or disability from infectious diseases caused by lack of vaccinations. The elephant in the auditorium, as she said, is profits. Industry has undertaken an ambitious campaign to legislate away vaccine exemptions, not only the United States, France, and Italy, Germany, all over, and have vaccine exemptions, and that particularly, have children or grandchildren, and you have your opinion. You think that everybody in the world should be vaccinated. Okay, that's your opinion, and I respect your right to draw that conclusion, but you need to have a little bit more data. Even Louis Pasteur, who said, everything's about the bug, the germ, on his deathbed said, I was wrong. It's not the bug. It's the terrain, meaning the immunological system that protects you. And so when you're dealing with something that you want to protect yourself from, it's been claimed, that vaccines are by nature extremely safe, but vaccines are usually injected by passing all the body's natural barriers. So there's nothing there to protect you. Even small contaminations or inadequate microbial inactivation can maim or kill. So vaccines have, they've caused a lot of autoimmune conditions, including things that you're familiar with, like Guillain-Barré, and we can extend it and talk about autism, and we can talk about all kinds of immunological stuff. So vaccines appear safe because the immediate side effects are usually mild and temporary. But when compounded, there's a tremendous amount of seriousness that we have to really look at and ask the question, does this have to do with it? So if you have a mind that can actually work through and ask questions, you begin to see that there's a trail here that you have to be aware of. So let's roll the clock back. Let's go back to 2009 and let's deal with the swine flu in Europe, back in the day, right? So GSK's pandemics caused over 1,300 cases of severe narcolepsy. That means you can't stay awake, mostly in adolescents, kids. The vaccine was linked to narcolepsy because 15 times the usual number of narcolepsy cases suddenly appeared in clinics. So, and the medical establishment said, no, that's not true. That didn't happen. Well, did it or didn't it? Sometimes you've got to look at the statistics and not believe the talking heads, because that's where we get ourselves in trouble. So the removal of vaccine exemptions combined with liability waivers for vaccines, the side effects of vaccines, you know, have recently loosened standards for licensing vaccines across the board and create a very, in my opinion, highly toxic mixture of things that can cause problems. And we can go on and we can talk about anthrax and we can talk about, you know, all these other things. But let's talk about this SARS thing, this coronavirus. So where did it originate? Well, we talked about, you know, it's coming out of China and the Wuhan laboratory and so forth. There was an article that was published in the Lancet Medical Journal, very, very prestigious journal, and it was a curious piece, and it didn't make a lot of sense. And it says, you know, I really remained curious about all this stuff. And, you know, they went on to say that this thing was, you know, maybe not all what it seemed to be. And they start looking at Mother Nature's, you know, how these mutations of this coronavirus would take place and other coronaviruses that were generally cohabitants. Well, what does that mean? That means, you know, the flu that you got a year ago or 3 years ago, that the vaccines that you went out and because your doctor told you go get the flu vaccine actually made you more susceptible, you know, to some of these things. So if you had the vaccine, if you had the problem and you didn't generate the adequate antibodies because your immune system isn't as strong as it should be, yeah, guess what? You just ended up with a perfect storm that would cause you to be much more susceptible. So we know that this coronavirus was genetically manipulated. And we're going to get into a little bit of, you know, the why, the wherefore, what's going to happen, the ramifications as the program goes on today. And I truly want to answer your questions at 888-630-9625. You can call me. And by the way, I want to let you know, many of you have asked and called, is there an antibody test available? Well, the Results Center for Healing is working with KBMO laboratories to be able to send you a home test kit, and we'll be able to send it to you, you know, without any problem. You can do the test in your office or your home and send the lab work in, and then we will call you with the results and give you the guidance that you need to have as a result of it. We're going to come up to a very short break in a minute, but I want to cover a couple things with you that are very, very specific. And when Dr. Nass countered, you know, Nature's Medicine narrative in March 26, 2020, and there was a blog that was posted, she basically said this, and she wrote this. She said, why are some of the U.S. top scientists making a specious argument about the natural origin of SARS-CoV-2 prior to genetic engineering techniques being developed in 1993 and widely used since 1970s, more primitive means of causing mutation? I'm going to talk about when we come back. I really want to open your eyes to this and what's being done and the things that you can do to make sure that you're not duped, if you will. Talking Heads. Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Indeed, we are bringing you some very interesting information today. Talked about a very amazing and brave physician, Dr. Nass out of Massachusetts, who had presented some very interesting information to the Massachusetts legislature last fall. And it has to do with all of this garbage that we're going through right now. I want to give you some details. We're going to talk about certain things. I don't want to get into the science behind it because it's very difficult in explaining. We probably have to be here for about another 2 hours to make that happen. But I'm going to give you some things that you can look up and make sure it takes place. As I said, the Results Center for Healing is participating in a lot of different fact finding and applications of this craziness that's going on right now. And by the way, those of you who have asked and want to know if you can be tested for IgG, IgM antibody to the coronavirus, see if you've been exposed, the the center, our office, is offering that ability. So all you have to do is give us a call at 703-698-7117 and tell our staff that you'd like to be tested. So here's what will happen. They're going to ask you for some information. And so basically mailing address and your name and things of that nature. And they'll get you, ask you for a credit card, and they'll charge you for the test. KBMO Laboratories will mail it to you directly. And it's a simple test. It is so simple that anybody can do it. It's not harmful. It's not going to hurt you in any way. And you pop it back in the mail, you send it to them, and the accuracy rate is significant. And it'll tell you whether you have antibody protection, which is your IgG response, or you have an active, you could transmit, it's an IgM response, or you have nothing. And let me tell you a little bit about what's happening out there. We've been involved in some testing over the last 10 days with two other clinics, so three of us, and around 200 different tests or so. And we've had, out of the 200 different tests, we've had 10 come back positive in one way or another. That means that they either are IgG or IgM. The IgGs were 8 out of the 10, and which means they have antibody protection, that they had, were exposed to it, they developed the antibody, they're good to go. The IgMs were, which is supposedly the active condition, there were only 2. And of those 2, none of them were symptomatic. They had no problem whatsoever. So the conclusion that you can draw on the surface, which is a limited sample, obviously a limited sample, is that this thing may not be quite as pervasive as we think it is. But nevertheless, I would encourage you to get tested, and we can make that available to you. And one of our doctors will call you within 48 to 72 hours as soon as we get the results back from the time that you sent it in, and we'll let you know what it is and also guide you based on what the results are. So we're talking about, you know, the safety aspects of this. And, you know, I think at this point of the game, everybody knows that, this was more than likely a genetically engineered virus. This goes back to about 1970, 1973, when, a researcher, PhD by the name of Jennifer Doudna, came up with the theoretical basis of how to manipulate any genetic pattern. So we knew that the Chinese and other countries as well had been playing with manipulation of different types of bacterium and viruses and so forth for all reasons. But this one was specifically done to see if it could attach itself to certain parts of the body. Well, we know that it can be problematic. There are a tremendous amount of problems with all vaccines across the board. According to the FDA, and on their website, by the way, there's a whole page that talks about the problems, the growing problems, if you will, with vaccines. And they're causing cancers and other viruses, and, you know, because of, or the attraction, I should say, of other viruses. The FDA really has acknowledged the serious potential risk of all types of vaccines. But check it out for yourself. Go to their website, and I think that you're going to say, oh, really? Why aren't we being told that? Well, when you're not being told something, understand that there is an agenda that is being not reported properly. So we need to understand those things, and we need to understand that there is a cost benefit to somebody, right? So there's a group of doctors out there that are doing some research with a very interesting substance. And the substance by itself, it's a plant. It comes out of the Southwest, and it is actually very deadly. It'll kill you if you just ate the plant. But what they found was that this substance in a modified form, a homeopathic form, has antiviral properties on many different types of viruses, including this coronavirus. And they have presented it to government officials and so forth and found out that they were very excited about it. But unfortunately, because it doesn't fit the scenario of drugs and inoculations, it can't be used. We're going to talk a little bit more about that when we come back. We're coming up to a break, and I have all kinds of things I kind of want to spur you on, but I want to take your calls at 888-630-9625. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. Don't go away. I will be right back.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Indeed, we are. Very interesting information on this craziness that has beset us now for quite some time. And I just want to give you tidbits so you can go out and check things on your own. But then I would love to hear from you on anything that you'd like to talk about today. 888-630-9620. That's 888-630-9620. No, that's not even that. That's 888-630-5. I get that one confused periodically. So 888-630-9620. Give me a call. Let's talk and let's put a couple of things together. So 888-690-625. Give me a call. Let's talk about you. Talking about craziness that's out there, and many of you are out on the beach and enjoying it. Well, really have fun. You know, the sun rays, the infrared spectrum that the sunlight puts out is one of the best things that you can utilize for bacterial and vitamin D away, and that's all stimulatory to your immune system. That's one of the reasons that early on you heard say, make sure you're taking your vitamin D, and you can pick that up from us, by the way, if you want it. Vitamin D is critical. Vitamin D are low, you cannot get immunological responses adequately enough. Intestinal is not working the way it's supposed to. Welcome back, everybody. Sorry about the technical difficulties in the world. That's what happens when you're home and trying to make this work over computer and Zoom and so forth. But I think we have it licked at least for today, and we'll try to have for another way of doing it. We may end up doing voiceover on the next program, but I'm going to have to get up and educated on that. So anyway, we're here. We can hear you. So call us at 888-630-9625, and let's talk about what you'd like to talk. We're talking about some interesting pieces of the puzzle when it comes to this craziness that's beset for a long time. What I want you to do, and here's a piece of information I'd like you to look up. And then those of you who follow me on social media have seen this a couple times, but do you know that this corona, whoever, whatever virus has been out there now, just not since January or even October when they did a preparedness exercise in New York City with three hospitals, but we've known about it. Congress knew about it since last January. Now, you say, be careful, Dr. Tom, because you're putting your neck on the rope, but it's very traceable. You know that PPP, that payroll protection plan that is supposed to help a lot of people, which was a fraud all by itself? Well, guess what? It was really a bailout for big money. And banking industry and so forth. You know when it started going through these in the House and in the Senate? You know when it was first initiated? January of 2019. Did you hear the date? January of 2019. So if that's true, then this thing was a monumental setup. I'll let your mind work on that a little bit and kind of do the math. But guess what? You can find this stuff. All you have to do is go in and legislator, go to my website, by the way, or my Facebook page and check out what I published about that and then follow the information through. And you can see that it's been sitting there for a long time. Now, the question becomes, if it was sitting in Congress, then ultimately given to the administration, At what point did they know about it? And was it early on or was it later on? I don't know. I'm not going to draw that conclusion. But what I can tell you is factual is that this started well before any of us knew that it was going to be presented, but it was coming. So do your homework. So what I would suggest you do is say, really? Come on, Dr. Tom, seriously? You know, so check it out, do your homework, go to congressional records, and you'll be able to follow it through. The payroll protection plan was initiated last year, not now. So there's a lot of folks that are complicit in this craziness that knew it was coming. What part of the House it was in, what part of the Senate was in, I don't know, but do your homework. And actually, I do know, but I want you to go out there and do what you need to get done, okay? So please, please, please make sure that you're not a lemming. You don't just believe what the talking heads are telling you, because at the end of the day, most often, it's not accurate, no matter what side of the bully pulpit you're on, whether it's to the right, to the left, to the middle, far right, far left. Everybody's been duped in this one. Everybody's been manipulated. And fortunately, I have the capacity to be able to talk to doctors from all over the world who are brilliant. And they're looking at this thing and they're saying, this ain't what it's supposed to, you know, it's not all cracked up to be. So if it isn't, what is it and why? And so those are the questions that all of you should be asking. You know, you come into our practice and we are making sure that you're comfortable. We've been open throughout this whole thing. We're seeing patients, we're seeing new patients, and we're there to help you. You know, you come in and we're going to ask you some questions before you even walk through the door. We're going to take your temperature, and our staff has masks and so forth. Do I think that's necessary? Talk to me in the conversation, but nevertheless, we're there to make you comfortable. And because about, you know, Dr. Tom Rozell being right or wrong, it's about your level of comfortability of absolutely all the facts, all the information, the truth, and to open up. And there are places out there that, you know, didn't shut down. And six takes a look at what really is happening. You know, when you hear that number of cases are rising, what you have to ask is, are they IgG cases or are they IgM cases? The IgG simply says that there was an exposure, not something that is going to be able to be spread. So that's the thing that they don't distinguish. Ask the question, which one is which? IgG, IgM. And then do the data, start talking, you know, with people who actually have some knowledge and not hysterical, you know, applications of things that they heard or think, or, you know, said, oh my God, I'm going to, you know, I have to stay in forever because I'm going to die if I don't. Well, the truth of it is, it's not the case. And particularly, you know, right now, and, you know, they said there's going to be a second wave. You bet there's going to be a second wave. When? Same time the flu comes around, because the coronavirus is the flu, except it's genetically targeted to hit a different organ system. So when you start pulling away the comorbidities of this thing, meaning people who died of something else, as it separates itself from, you know, all of this nonsense, you're going to see that the death rate is going to drop significantly. And, you know, you want to ask them, the kidneys eat a pound of dirt before they're what, a year old or whatever. Well, the truth of it is that that's how we develop responses. So we need to get exposures. We need to eat properly. So one of the things that you can do is making sure that you eat well. Some of you put on the Corona 19, you know, those 19 extra pounds that have sit around your waist. And by the way, you know, last week when Dr. Zhang and Mary Jane were on, we had so much, you know, reach out for that program. So what we're doing, Sue and I are going to actually do the program. We're going to add a little bit more to it. And if you haven't registered for the program yet, you know, the how acupuncture and nutrition and diet together can really get you back to where you need to do. All you got to do is go to rozellcare.com and register. And by the end of the week, you're going to have that, you know, sent to you. You'll be able to watch it in the privacy of your own home. And please remember, you can always reach out to our office for just a conversation. You know, many of you are locked in still. You're living in retirement centers or whatever, and they won't let you out of the place. Well, there's that phone that you can pick up, and we'll help you any way that we possibly can. And again, all you need to do is call 703-698-7117. Get the antibody test if you'd like. We'll have KBMO send it to you, and we'll follow through. We'll let you know what's going on. But there's so much you can do to be proactive about your health and the things that can make a difference. You know, we've said early on that, you know, things like just straight out vitamin D and taking zinc and taking, you know, a good probiotic are very supportive to making sure your immune system is working well, getting rid of the sugars. Do you know, we've said repeatedly, one teaspoon of sugar, one, just one, decreases your white cell capacity, the thing that protects you, by somewhere in the neighborhood of about 12% for 8 hours. It doesn't kill it. It just makes it comatose, so it can't protect you well. You've heard me say that many times. Get outside and walk. That walking process, that immunological stimulation of fresh air and walking and movement and so forth, and dumping the lymphatic system and staying away from the sugars, are going to make a huge, huge difference. So help yourself, get educated, ask the questions, challenge everybody, including me. We're here at 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you if you have a question. And if I can answer anything specifically, I'm more than happy to do that as well. I want to get back, and because there was a question that came in this week, and they said, you know, hydroxychloroquine, you know, is effective or is not effective? And I said, well, hydroxychloroquine is effective if used properly. There was an article that was just published that said, and actually the New England Journal of Medicine, that said hydroxychloroquine can increase the risk of heart ventricular, the big chambers of the heart, fibrillation, firing, and subsequently increasing the risk of death. Is that true? Well, the way they did the study, probably, because they didn't use zinc sulfate and they didn't use the antibiotic with it. They used something else. So they didn't use it the way it's being applied in clinical settings. So if you don't use it exactly like it's being applied in clinical settings, then you can draw your own conclusions because you're making it up as you're going along. You're doing something differently. You're not doing exactly what was done in the original applications because there's so many doctors from around the world. And I'm not a fan, by the way. Please don't go there. Dr. Tom Rozelle is not a fan of using that. There are other things that work better, in my opinion, because we've seen the results with patients around the world from my organization, that people are resolving this thing, and they're resolving it quickly. But unfortunately, again, my opinion, this is strictly my opinion, we've been shammed. We are being put in a position to draw conclusions that aren't accurate, that are not appropriate. And I think at the end of the day, you're going to see the hand revealed behind the curtain. You know, like in the Wizard of Oz, right? You know, look behind the curtain. Well, that's what you're going to end up seeing. This is not okay. And maybe, just maybe, we're all going to get into a place where we're going to be stronger because of it. We're going to have a better understanding of what goes on, you know, in our world. And we'll take control of our own lives. We'll actually, you know, do the right things. We'll eat better. We'll exercise more. We'll take nutraceuticals when they're appropriate. We'll get somebody to help us in wellness, like the Rozelle Center does for all of its patients, instead of looking at emergency crisis intervention. It's about protecting your body. It's about optimizing what it is that your creator gave you. It's not about, oh my God, let me put my finger in the dam because it's going to break. And it's still the pressure builds up and the pressure builds up and the pressure builds up. And then subsequently it ends up breaking anyway. It's just at a certain point, you know, that finger in the dike, in the dam doesn't do the job except for perhaps placating and making you feel good about it. You know, if it makes you feel good to wear your mask and you feel more secure and because you're petrified and you're scared to death, then please do it. Go ahead and get it done. But guess what? When I go outside and I go for a walk with Sue, we don't have a mask on. We see our neighbors and we wave to them and so forth. And because we know the information, we know the factual stuff that's out there. We know that there are a lot of good people out there that are sharing information that is being dumbed down and set aside and duped. It's up to you at this point to really walk through the weeds. Don't, as I've said to you many times, don't believe anybody, including me. My job is to provoke you. My job is to irritate you to the point where you're going to go, you do your homework, but you're going to do it the right way. You're not going to just because somebody's a doctor and they give you information that somebody says, well, I was in this situation. Your job is to look at all the pieces that are out there. Actually do the reading, not the bullet points, but actually do the reading and see what you can find that makes sense. And ask yourself the question, who's got what to gain from this? And where's the money that ultimately is going to be had because of it? Does it make sense to you when somebody says that we have to inoculate or vaccine the entire world before we'll ever be safe again? Come on, think about that for a minute. Before we'll ever be safe again. Well, you know what? We've gone through a whole lot of stuff. You know, we went through the Spanish flu back in, you know, 1918. My grandmother died of it. She was still in the old country. And, you know, we went through a lot of other pieces. In 1968, we had a horrible situation where 100,000 people died in this country, you know, from a flu, and that was the days of, you know, protests in Vietnam and so forth. And even though President Johnson came on and talked about it and so forth, but we didn't go crazy over it like we did this, because there were other things, there were other issues that were getting our attention. And then we managed to survive that. We went on and we did very well. And we went through some societal changes. When I went into practice back in the late 70s, you know, it was, it was the late 70s. I keep forgetting how long I've been at this game. You know, there were gas lines and business interest rates got up to 20, 21%. But we made it through that. We were able to adapt. We're an amazing society. You know, when it comes to our health, we have to learn how to do the same thing. We have to learn how to shift and change and learn and take care of ourselves. But once you go into stinking thinking, once you go into a negative spin, everything's lost at that point, because you can't see through the woods anymore. You can't see anything. You're just being blocked. You're following what they want you to learn, whoever they are, whoever it is. But, you know, I'm one of these contrarians. I'm one of these guys that I'm going to look at everything. I want to make sure that I have all the fundamental information. And by the way, if I'm wrong, I'm the guy that's going to come back on this program and say, you know what? I made a mistake. I was wrong. I told you something that was inaccurate. Now, just because you don't like the talking head that's doing it, just make understand the information. Maybe don't look at that person or don't look at the situation, but listen to what's being said and see if it makes better sense to you at that point. But, you know, we talk about structural, chemical, emotional platform when it comes to health, when it comes to healing sickness, but when it comes to optimizing your wellness as well. Think about this whole situation. We have a biochemical something, something that's out there, right? And that biochemical piece added on to perhaps a terrain, a biochemistry that is not supportive, because you've been eating all kinds of junk and doing nasties to your body for such a long period of time and putting things in your bodies that nobody should have put in there. Now you wonder why people are dying. But here's the emotional piece. Now you got the other two sides of the triangle, right? You got the biochemistry and you have the emotional. Oh my God, I'm going to die. You know, I talked about this young man that was a patient of mine for a lot of years. I met him when he was 39 years old. He had a serious car accident the year before in Southeast Asia. So now, you know, he's married, he's a young guy, and, you know, he's doing well. He's a very bright star for this major corporation. And about 52, 53 years old, they made him a senior vice president doing cleanups of oil and so forth around the world if this company was going to sell their plants. So what happened with this guy is that they gave him a big health life insurance policy that was for as part of his promotion package. And so subsequently, you know, he had to go have all the tests done. Well, he came up short end of long stories. He came up HIV positive. The guy wasn't gay. He wasn't a drug user. But, you know, that accident he had a blood transfusion in Southeast Asia. So he was carrying the antibody all these years and it shows up. But in his brain, that was a death sentence. Now he's married. He's got a couple kids. He's not a drug user. He's not gay. He's, you know, whatever. His wife was tested. She didn't have the antibody. She's living with a very sexually active guy, but she didn't have the antibody. It's the same thing. You don't have to get this thing. But here's what happened to this man. He decided he was going to die. He decided that there was no way that there was a cure. And this world, Western society, nobody dies of AIDS today if you're treated properly. So now he's about 62, 63 years old. He ends up with something called pneumoconiocyte, which is a lung cancer it's a sequela due to the HIV disease, right? And unfortunately, by the time he was 65 years old, he passed away from AIDS. Doesn't have to be there, but that was his head taking him out. That was his end piece. Nobody could convince him otherwise. So I beg you, please make sure you do your homework. Do exactly what you need to do. Find out the details that are being told and ask the question, what does the talking head have to gain? Is it ratings? You know, is it a promotion? Is it financial gain? And then move back forward. Where did they get the data? And then go from that. Then where does the big money flow go after that? I think when you answer that question, you're going to say, oh my God, I didn't know. Does that mean that this thing is not serious? Absolutely, positively not. Any process that can cause immunological impact, ultimately resulting in death, is serious. But a cold can do the same thing. And so can any other flu, can do the same thing. And there are other disease processes that can do those things as well. Does that mean you should be lax and not take care of yourself? No. I'm here to tell you that you need to take care of yourself. I'm here to say that you need to get a little exercise. I'm here to tell you that you need to eat properly. I'm here to tell you that you need to take nutrients and find out what your exposures are. You know, going back into the day in Western New York, the people who lived in Love Canal area ended up with all kinds of cancers and genetic mutations and the like. That was an environmental exposure. Was that the consequences of they're not looking at things adequately? No, not necessarily. There were impacts. You need to know, but you really need to understand it. But there are times when we think something is more than what it is, and we become paralyzed emotionally, because now we become, unfortunately, just like the Jews that followed the Nazis in World War II, you know, we're unfortunately paralyzed in their response patterns. We have to make sure that we understand the information, and we have to be proactive and associate ourselves with people who are positive and moving forward, and strengthen our bodies and our minds and our neurological systems so we can protect ourselves. So why did I decide to get onto the subject today? Why did I decide that this was so important to make sure that maybe I shook you up a little bit? Maybe I said, you know, Dr. Tom, you're just a crazy guy. You know, where did you get your information from? Because again, I read, I'm involved, I ask questions, I synthesize through the information, and that's all I'm asking you to do. I'm not saying believe me, I'm saying do your homework, but do it the right way, and don't be paralyzed because somebody, some talking head on television who is being paid by somebody has an agenda. They have a reason for telling you that. You know, when you think of, when you listen to Dr. Fauci, and you go back to December, January, and you see how virtually every other week the man has flip-flopped and told you a different story, that all by itself should tell you that there's something that is inaccurate about his commentary. There's something that is not true, not right. And if that's the case, it's up to you, it's up to me to find out what's not right about it. It's up to us to make sure that we take actions for ourselves, for our families, do the things that we possibly can do. It's important. It's incredibly important that you become the leader of your own ship. You know, that's why I wrote my book for you, Ageless Health, Health is a Do-It-Yourself Program. Make sure that you control your world, your life, in a way that you are the captain of that ship, and don't be a lemming. Don't follow through. I'm here every Sunday bringing you as much information as I possibly can to open all of our eyes to make sure that we have control. And just remember one thing, and the reason I do this is simply this. I love you all. Have a great day. Talk to you next week. Bye.